Hey, you want that to go?
Now time for takeouts on stories we're following this week. And we're joined by David Faraday right now. He's a CBS and Golf Magazine analyst. He's the author of the book Idiot Thinking. He has a new book out that I'm holding in my hand called The Power of Positive Idiocy, a collection of rants and raves. He joins us now from Augusta, Georgia. Good morning.
Good morning, Celeste.
Well, I'm sure you know why we want to talk to you. I mean, there's one story that everybody is talking about. It's all people can think of, especially at the Masters.
Imagine. It must be my book, yeah.
Yeah,
it,
Fred Couples, age 50, first-round leader in the 2010 Masters. I mean,
well,
shocking, right?
We had an extraordinary day. Yesterday at the Masters, we had an 80-year-old and a 70-year-old as the ceremonial starters.
That would be Arnold Palmer,
and
We
had Tom Watson, who's 60, in the lead for a while, and it eventually ended up with a 50-year-old. And Fred Couples, who played in bedroom slippers, and I think he was smoking a pipe at one stage, I'm not sure. And we also had a 16-year-old in the field.
Well, I mean, you're a friend of Tiger Woods. Clearly, that's what most people are watching. And for once, hopefully, the discussion is moving a little bit away from his personal life into how his golf game is. And I'm wondering, I want to play for you a clip of how Tiger thought his playing went. Here's Tiger talking about it.
I felt that I was just trying to plod my way along and not throw away shots. It wasn't a day I could slash it all over the place.
He had one spectacular shot that I've now watched over and over from when he was shooting from behind a group of trees and he hooked a five iron into the wind.
On the ninth hole, yes.
Yeah, it was an amazing shot. But what did you think about his play?
There were a bunch of people who were surprised he played so well. I have followed him since he turned professional. I became a broadcaster about 10 minutes after he turned professional. I saw him hit one shot, and I thought, oh, God, I have to find something else to do for a living. And I was not surprised at all. He is the most extraordinary. He's the 500-year flood when it comes to golf. And to see him back, a creature in his natural habitat, if you like, after this incredible media firestorm where every bottom-feeding magazine and gossip television and... Yeah, to see himself. We were back in the medieval times where you used to lock people up in the stocks and throw fruit at them, or it was like the early stages of American Idol, which is a television show that makes fun of the mentally handicapped. In the early stages, people who don't have a friend that tells them no, don't do that, you suck. It's been awful to watch.
Well, that sounds like you think the media attention is unfair, you know. And I've been reading your book. I'm a little over halfway through it, and I got to say that, you know, one of the most eloquent articles in here was your description of Arnold Palmer, and you talk about how one of the greatest things he gave to golf was not just his great play, but the person that he was, the stand-up guy he was.
Well, he was a stand-up guy, but he was also a rogue. As well, but that was back in the day when the media was your friend. I mean, back in the Mickey Mantle days. I mean, if they'd written what Mickey Mantle got up to, he wouldn't have been nearly such a hero. Those were different times when the media traveled with players and drank with players and caroused with them, and they had the player's trust. Now, the way things are these days, editors and the chiefs of big media outlets, they want, their writers to know every single thing. And, it's a scoop if somebody gets something on a player, on their private life. It's an entirely different situation.
So judging from the first day of play, and we've been reporting that this is the lowest score Tiger's ever had on his first day at the Masters, but there's 3 days left. You've had a full day of play to see these players. What do you think? Who's going to walk away?
Well, I think it's extremely unlikely that one of the... Vern Lundquist had a great line yesterday. He called it a day for the aged, as opposed to a day for the ages. And I don't think you'll find anyone or 50 and over who's going to win. I honestly believe that Tiger Woods will win this, and he has more motivation. It is the one place, he said yesterday, where he feels he has control over things. He can you know, make a difference out there, you know, on the golf course. There's obviously an area of his life where, you know, no one's sure what's going on, except, you know, he has a border collie that loves him. And, you know, is heartbroken when he leaves and overjoyed when he comes back, even if there's only 5 minutes in between. You know, we hope that, you know, his personal life comes together. It seems unlikely. But it appears that he's able to separate that and his professional life, where, you know, no one has been any more dominant in any sport in the history of the world.
Well, we'll see whether he does it. David Faraday is a CBS and Golf Magazine analyst, author of Idiot Thinking and his new book, The Power of Positive Idiocy. But stay with us, David.
Yeah, I'll stay with you for this next segment. Sounds like fun.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.